Message number 1034. Mother of Salvation, all those of different faiths must begin also to recite my Holy Rosary, for it will bring each of you great protection. Sunday, February 2, 2014 at 1709. My dearest children, I ask that you recite my most holy rosary every day from now on to protect this mission from satanic attacks. By reciting my most holy rosary each day, you will dilute the wickedness of Satan and those he influences when he tries to take souls away from following this special call from heaven. All those of different faiths must begin also to recite my Holy Rosary, for it will bring each of you great protection. The Most Holy Rosary is for everyone, and those who want to benefit from my protection, the gift I received from God to defend souls from the evil one. So many of you dear children will be tormented unless you relent. Otherwise you will pull away from this mission. The enemies of God will use every power they can to stop you. They will pull at you, scream abuse at you, and accuse you of evil things. Ignore this and allow me, your beloved Mother of Salvation, to give you comfort and provide you with all the protection you need. During my son's mission on earth, he was betrayed in so many ways. They waited in villages for him with stones in their hands. When he walked by with hundreds following him, they hurled these stones at him from behind shelter so that no one would know who they were. They hated him, reported him to the church authorities, spread wicked lies about him, and said he spoke with an evil tongue and blasphemed against God. Yet not one of them could explain exactly how he was guilty of such things. They then spent much time urging his disciples to deny him. Many of them did. Then the Pharisees warned all those who worshipped in the temples that should they continue to follow my son, they would never be allowed inside the house of God again. And many of them stopped following my son. These same souls cried bitter and sorrowful tears after my son was crucified, for it was only then that they realized how they had wronged him. The same will be true of this mission, which paves the way of the Lord and the great day for my son's second coming. Every effort will be made to weaken the remnant church. Every attempt will be made to weaken your resolve. Every plan will be created to encourage you to turn your backs on your own salvation and that of others. You must never allow the spirit of evil to dampen your spirit, weaken your faith, or encourage you to deny my son. Never lose trust in my son nor his promise to come again to bring man the new beginning. He will never let you down. He understands how difficult it is for all of you, the pain which you endure, as well as the sacrifices you make for him. Remember, you are his, and when you are truly part of him and surrender to him, you become part of his light. The light of God present in souls draws out the darkness which is present in other souls. When Satan uses souls in this way, he will make his rage known and felt. When objections are raised against this mission which is blessed by God, they will never be rational or calm. The frenzy shown will be a clear sign as to how much this mission is hated by Satan. That is why my Holy Rosary must be said every day by all of you in order to protect this mission. Always trust in my instructions, because I have been told by my son to help all of you to deal with the pressures you will have to endure on his behalf. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.